Legacies of the American Revolution. Under the provisions of the Treaty of Paris, 1783, Britain recognized the independence of the United States. In an effort to drive a wedge between France and the United States, Britain gave the United States all the British land north of Florida, south of Canada, and east of the Mississippi River. For all the costs of the war, France gained little. France had given the Americans nearly $2 million and had loaned them over $6 million. Spain, too, gained little, recovering the Floridas from Britain, which they would lose to the U.S. in 1819, but facing a dynamic new nation along the Mississippi. Although many in Great Britain had predicted that the loss of the mainland colonies would doom the empire and would end British wealth and prosperity, Britain learned some lessons from the Revolution and was soon to build an even larger empire. The United States was the main beneficiary. It obtained its independence and acquired a domain in which to grow, its future expansion blocked only by a weak Spanish power and Indians to the south and to the west. In some aspects, the American Revolution was radical. It had a profound impact in its time. The establishment of an independent republic in the New World where the people were sovereign was widely interpreted in Europe as meaning that the ideas of the Enlightenment were practicable, that it was possible for people to establish a state and a workable system of government based on the rights of the individual. America became a symbol of freedom and opportunity, envied as a new land, free from the burdens of the past. In response to the Revolutionary Creed, the states either reduced or eliminated property qualifications to vote and hold office. Yet, the American Revolution was also a conservative revolution in that, unlike the forthcoming French and Russian revolutions, those Americans who were in power prior to the Revolution were still in power after the Revolution. American institutions remained stable. Slavery was eliminated, often gradually, only in those states where it had little economic and social impact. Northern slaveholders were often able to sell their slaves to Southerners. Even when Northern masters freed their slaves, they frequently continued to employ them at little or no extra cost. In the South, any chance for emancipation was killed by the desire to keep one's property and the fear that was generated by the 1793 San Domingo massacre of whites by ex-slaves. In a fundamental way, the American Revolution was fought to keep the governmental system of salutary neglect that existed prior to 1763. During the colonial period, only 5% of the laws passed by the colonial assemblies were disallowed in Great Britain, and while these often concerned the most important subjects, the infrequency of the British veto was enough to make it the exception. Taxation was light, much less than in Britain itself. The colonists expected to run their own affairs, and it was not until Britain tried to assert control over the colonies after the French and Indian War that the movement for independence began. With the French gone and the Indians weakened, the need for British citizenship disappeared. The Articles of Confederation reaffirmed a primary cause of the Revolution, Americans' desire for local control over their economic and political destiny.